From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 13, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill town officials last week presented details as to why they feel maintaining the town's own ambulance department is both financially and operationally better for town residents and taxpayers. The other option available is to sign on to a proposed independently operated countywide ambulance system. Catskill Ambulance Department Director George June told the crowd assembled that the town's conclusion is that dismantling its own department, selling its equipment, and transferring direct control of the operation to an independent not-for-profit agency was too big a risk to take with taxpayer dollars and the well-being of town residents. June said, and I quote, "What I found is that the benefits of the countywide system to the town of Catskill residents is questionable," end quote. Catskill Town Board voted in June 2014 to upgrade its ambulance department to paramedic level. Town boards countywide have through November to decide if they will participate in the county plan. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Audrey Matlott is reporting in the Daily Mail that Superintendent Cheryl Dudley has announced she will retire in November. Dudley has been with the district for more than a decade. The announcement was made in a statement released following a brief Board of Education meeting. According to the statement, Dudley informed the board, and I quote, of unforeseen personal issues that arose causing her to express her wish to retire at this point in her career, end quote. The district acknowledged the sudden nature of Dudley's notice, but said it was, and I quote, in the best interest, end quote, of the superintendent and the board to accommodate her wishes. The district declined to provide further details. Dudley joined the district in 2015 after serving for 7 years as the superintendent of the Cincinnatus Central School District in Cortland County. Assistant Superintendent Tammy Sutherland will serve as Greenville's acting superintendent while the board contemplates appointing an interim superintendent to serve through the stretch of Dudley's permanent replacement. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Scott Waldman is reporting at Politico New York that State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli is auditing the Public Service Commission's oversight of customer complaints. The audit will begin this week, according to DiNapoli's spokesperson. A timeline for completion or when the results would be public was not provided. The PSC handles consumer complaints about utilities, internet companies, and energy service companies. Susan Lerner, Executive Director of Common Cause New York, praised DiNapoli's decision and said oversight of the PSC is overdue. Some groups in New York have been calling for the Cuomo administration or state legislature to establish an independent consumers advocate office in Albany. The office would represent consumers' interests during negotiations with regulated industries. A commission spokesman said officials would cooperate with DiNapoli's audit. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that work has begun on the Chatham Safe Routes to School project. The announcement was made by both the Chatham Central School District and the Village of Chatham last week. Village Mayor Tom Curran wrote on the Village's Facebook page, and I quote, "After several years of working with the Department of Transportation and CSX to get everything worked out to implement a federal grant, the Safe Routes to School project is finally scheduled to begin," end quote. The project is designed to improve the sidewalks along Woodbridge Avenue and along School Road, the route from Woodbridge Avenue to the Mary E. Dardis Elementary School and Chatham High School buildings. The tentative work schedule includes sidewalk excavation during the next 3 weeks. The new sidewalks are expected to be poured and ready by November 22nd. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And for our final story, the Daily Freeman is reporting that the average retail gasoline price in New York fell 3 cents per gallon last week, settling at $2.39 on Sunday, according to GasBuddy's survey of more than 6,000 outlets. In the Catskill area, prices at most stations range from $2.19 to $2.25 per gallon of 87-octane unleaded on Monday, October the 12th, according to GasBuddy. The national average increased 2.7 cents per gallon, reaching $2.31 on Sunday. The average gas price in New York on Sunday was 15.9 cents per gallon lower than a month earlier and $1.12 lower than a year ago. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers likely today, mainly after 2 p.m. Increasing clouds with a temperature high near 67 degrees. The chance of precipitation today is 60%. For Tuesday night, a chance of showers mainly before 9 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 49 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Tuesday night is 30%. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, a slight chance of showers after 10 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 62 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 41. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers mainly after 3 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 42. Sunrise today was at 7.06 a.m., and the sun will set at 6.16 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WPXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 13th day of October 2015. From the WPXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.